Thanks for joining us on another episode of the To Emerge podcast. I want to let you know that the COVID-19 response from donors and volunteers has been nothing shy of awe-inspiring. You guys have rallied together to raise upwards of $10,000 that directly impact needs that moms are submitting to us. Requests that are basics: food insecurity, rent concerns, loss of income, loss of job entirely. You guys are incredible. Thank you so much. You can continue giving. There's a prompt right on our page as soon as you go to emergetwincities.org. And also you can do doorstep drops. You guys are just so amazing. So today we want to share all about our upcoming annual microloan grant program. This is a grant we extend to an entrepreneurial mother, and when she has a great business idea and is prepared to launch her idea out into the world and turn around her economic status. And, you know, there are times when women, their businesses grow so much, they're employing other Emerge moms, or they're employing other women, or they're starting to set up a staff of employees. It's incredible. The microloan grant program extends grant monies in the form of gift to start up or scale up their business. You can encourage a single mom in the Twin Cities to apply at emergetwincities.org/microloan grant. Or if you are a single mother near the Twin Cities and you have a great business idea, we would love to hear about it. emergetwincities.org/microloan grant. And today we're going to introduce you to the 2019 recipient, Deanna Colleen, who runs Deo Est and is working toward creating a beautiful artisan boutique called Full Abundance. She'll share more about her jewelry line and her story as a single mom. So enjoy this interview with our 2019 microloan grant recipient, Deanna Colleen. Emerge Mothers Academy is proud to present the To Emerge podcast, monthly interviews centered on empowering mothers. Our desire is to have you walk away believing that you can do this. You have the ability to rise up and the capacity to emerge. Hey, everybody. It is a special time this time of year. One of my favorite programs happening at Emerge Mothers Academy. And this is because I not only love the show Shark Tank, but I am just an entrepreneur at heart. And I love entrepreneurialism. Women who know they have an idea and that idea can be built upon. And that stirs up something new in the economy and something that we all learn to treasure. Entrepreneurialism is just so the core of who we are as Americans, and it's so fun to see how many women are starting to take that seat. So today you get to hear from an entrepreneur and a single mama who we dearly love and support here at Emerge Mothers Academy, our good friend Deanna Colleen. Hello, Deanna.
Hello. How are you, Becca?
Oh, man. I'm good.
Good.
So, guys, I want to tell you a little bit about Deanna. She has a boutique website called Full Abundance, and the website itself is a host to multiple artist partners, and the first feature partner right now that you can find on Full Abundance is Deanna, and it's her work, her jewelry work, repurposing items. It's called Deo Est, and she's going to get into all of that. And her experience through microloan grant and with our partners at Women Venture. But to open us up here, Deanna, will you just tell us about you and your daughter and how you came to be an entrepreneur?
Well, I would say that as far as being an entrepreneur, I think I always was. And I've just always loved doing things and being creative and developing and selling. And so I don't know why, because my dad was an accountant and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. And so it really didn't come from them. I think it freaks him out. Mm-hmm. But but somewhere it came from. And I've always had dreams about what my business would be. And so it's been a long path kind of getting here, but it's all built me to this. Obviously, working with Emerge Mothers, I am a single mom. I've got a 26-year-old daughter, and she's incredible. She's the joy of my life. And while I would say it's probably, everybody can agree, it's the hardest thing to do, number one, being a mom, let alone a single mom, I wouldn't trade a minute of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just an amazing experience to watch this little person grow and kind of come out the other side of that childhood age and all the questions of knowing if you've done a good job as a mom. And I still look back and say, wow, I could have done something different there. But, you know, it all comes together. And so we have this great relationship, and she's very involved. She is not in my business, but she's very involved with my process. And she does all my modeling at the moment, which she loves to do. So she's on the website and loves to wear my jewelry. And she's my biggest cheerleader.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah, she's so much fun.
How sweet. Mm-hmm. And she stayed local?
She did. She lives at home right now. She's finishing school and hoping to work with kids. That's her goals. Okay. And she's got some entrepreneurial, unique ideas of how she wants to do it. So I'm excited about that. So while she focuses on school, I get to have her home and frees up her time so she doesn't have to work as much. And
sure.
I get to have her around. And she's talking about moving out this summer. So I've got some twinges of sadness going on.
It's grief, right? You have to grieve. You close a chapter.
It is. I went through it when she went to college right out of high school and moved into the dorm, and I was so proud of myself. It was the first time in my whole life I've lived alone. And when she moved home, I was so excited, and now I feel like I got to start that process all over again.
No kidding.
So
you better get busy making lots of jewelry.
I know. I was thinking, well, this is why I have this happening. It's going to be a good focus.
Oh, man. So tell us about the jewelry itself. What's unique about it? What's the process? How did it even come into your head?
Well, the jewelry itself, I've been making jewelry for about 25 years, all different types, and I've focused on different directions with it. But this particular jewelry line was... it was a culmination of events inspired by a friend of mine who went through some pretty dramatic life experiences that left me really thinking about women who are alone. We all look like we're happy. We got it together. You know, we're surrounded by women here at Modern Well that look like they're doing great, and I'm sure most of them are, but someone out there is struggling, and we have no idea because she puts on a brave face every single day. And that's what the experience was with my friend, and I knew she was struggling. I didn't know how bad it really was until she attempted suicide, and she is okay, but it just really got me thinking. And so I started asking God, what can I do? And I wanted just to do something nice for somebody, just to let them know they're not alone, that there are people that care, and it might even be somebody they don't know, but there are people out there that are just waiting to meet them, and that can be the step in their process. And so I started thinking, well, what if I just make a piece of jewelry and just give it to someone? And then I realized, well, that is nice, but that only helps maybe one person, and maybe that's enough. Maybe that's all it needs to be. But I started thinking more about, well, how can I make this bigger, and how can I impact in a different way, in a bigger way, and more people? So I started thinking about organizations that work with women, and mainly in emotional crisis. Now, emotional crisis can come from multiple different things they're going through, of course, but as a jewelry designer, it is difficult for me to make a piece of jewelry for a gift for someone without knowing their style, because I like big, bold, funky jewelry. Other women like small, more delicate pieces. So if I hand a woman a gift of a big, bold necklace, and she likes little things, she's never going to wear it.
Right.
So I needed to have a point of contact where I could get to know someone instead of just randomly handing jewelry out on the street. And so I started thinking about different organizations that work with women. I had a number of them in mind. One of them was Breaking Free. And of course, Breaking Free works to help free victims of sex trafficking. And I knew about their work from many years ago and thought they would be a great point of contact. Plus, they're just desperate in need for so many things because of the lives that they're transitioning. God brought events together that randomly on the corner downtown Minneapolis, I met the executive director of Breaking Free in the midst of my I need to call someone at Breaking Free process. So it was pretty amazing how it all came together. It actually happened to come together Super Bowl weekend, which is the biggest trafficking weekend of the entire year. And that got the ball rolling. So what ended up happening was I had a meeting with her. We rolled around a bunch of ideas, one of which was I offered to teach a jewelry making class at Breaking Free. And she loved that idea. I've been doing that now once a week for, well, a year ago last July. July, so year and a half, and it's been wonderful. So mm-hmm. we have a core group of women that come weekly, and they've been working on developing their design skills, which has been really fun. It's almost like watching your children kind of grow up and become themselves. So not only are they learning the skills, but their own design sense is coming through. Mm-hmm. And what's developed out of that is helping them to sell their work.
Cool.
So that's now we have, it's actually called the Social Endeavors Program at Breaking Free, and it's a program that they're promoting now. So the survivors are being invited to show their jewelry at different events. They're also featured on my website, so they're selling their jewelry on my website as well as in my little studio here at Modern Well. And we were just invited to apply to speak at a Shared Hope event in Washington, D.C. next fall to talk about this program that's developing out of my little jewelry making class.
I just love it.
Which is super exciting.
I mean, that's
exciting.
How things should unfold,
oh
right?
Oh my gosh. It's crazy to me because things are unfolding before me that I'm not even there yet.
Right.
So, and I'm not a public speaker. So that kind of freaks me out too.
Oh, you'll do great.
Oh man.
You'll do great.
So it's interesting, but it's really exciting. And so now I've got this vision that keeps on growing, that continues to work with the survivors, continues to help them mm-hmm. to develop their entrepreneurial side, which isn't for everybody. We all know it's a lot of hard work. You don't know when your next check is coming in all the time. And so it takes not a stronger person to do it, but you have to have that right fortitude, and it's a yeah. it's just a different fit for everybody, of course. Yeah. And so for those that are interested, it tackles such a big issue for them because they may have criminal background issues that make it difficult or even prevent them from getting a job.
Yep.
And so by creating their own income and their own story and something they make with their own hands, it changes their confidence, it changes their thoughts on who they are, it changes their thoughts on the world, and they can now provide for themselves and their children. And we're just at the very beginnings of that, but you should see their expression when they just sell a pair of $15 earrings mm-hmm. that I have to talk them into putting $15 on, which is still under selling them.
Yeah.
And so it's really exciting to walk through this with them and be a part of it. And
you see their confidence
ideas.
Grow.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
the tears in their eyes and literally hearing them say, I can't believe somebody would buy something that I made.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Gosh, it's so sad. They've been ripped down to just nothing.
They have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social endeavors. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you. I don't know when we first talked, maybe it was even 2 years ago or mm-hmm. in your pre-process with your business plan and preparing to present with the microloan grant. In 2019, you were our recipient and we were teamed up with another organization that we hadn't historically done, and we're not going to do that this year. So it will go back to our own model of basically a Shark Tank panel. But in that experience, you did a presentation amongst multiple competitors. And then Emerge Mothers Academy granted you money as well as classes with Women Venture. Mm-hmm. So some of those starting basic classes about being an entrepreneur and just kind of getting started in running a business. Will you share what you learned with our partners at Women Venture? What did you learn in some of those classes?
Their classes were really good. They really meet women at all different levels, which is one of the things that really impressed me. The first class I took was a beginning class, just really kind of making sure that you're ground layers of things are ready. They've got women doing all sorts of different businesses, so you learn from their experiences too. I really enjoyed, the teacher was great. She was actually a woman who had gone through the Women's Venture programs and started her own business, found success, and then she came back and wanted to give back by teaching. So that was really special too. And then the next class was more in-depth, getting into business plans and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And then they have more programs. There's so much that you can take advantage of that I haven't been able to tap into yet and would really like to.
Right.
So that was really helpful and definitely a lot of motivation. I made contacts through there too, the couple of which I'm still in touch with and talking to, and we're talking about some various partnerships that we might be able to work together on and stuff too. So there was a lot of benefits to mm-hmm. that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, Emerge Mothers Academy is exclusively doing funds and granting to single moms, but if you are a woman with a business idea, there are multiple tiers, as Deanna mentioned, the getting started classes, and then you know, you can take 16, 17 classes on actually running your business. And then they also have lending options. Not everything is set up the same way as a microloan grant that Emerge would give you. But if you're a woman that needs to look at traditional banking, a lot of your ideas are bankable. You have to believe that. You have to believe that it is worth putting a price tag on something you're making. Mm-hmm. Commodities are not tied to your identity. And as you're repairing your identity, you need to know that there are people in the marketplace that like what you're producing. So Women Venture is a great asset, and we love being teamed up with them in our microloan grant program. But back to you, Deanna. In the actual process, what made you want to pull your hair out the most about a business plan? What makes you say, I don't understand what I'm supposed to be doing. What am I supposed to be saying here? What is a business plan? What have you learned so far?
Well, two things probably. One is, I jokingly say this, but it's true. I'm a creative person. I want to, and I'm doing air quotes, but I just want to do the pretty things. I don't want to do the business side of things, but that's not a business. That's a hobby. So that's a big part is my own. So I'm talking about women dealing with self-confidence issues. I feel like I'm a pretty confident woman overall. However, I have plenty of my own self-confidence issues. And that's one of them. And I'm my biggest roadblock. Mm. So facing my own fears, we were just talking about Instagram. And there's no reason why I don't have this all like really, really rolling yet. But I have my own like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know how to do it. Mm. And so I'm the thing that I want to pull my hair out over.
Yeah, most aren't of the time. We all? Mm-hmm. Aren't we all? And mm-hmm. it's if you're not at the capacity yet in size, volume, or revenue to be able to hire talent yes. around you, then it is still left to you.
It is.
To be the logical, be the strategic, be the money maker, be the creative.
Yep.
I love this. Have you ever seen this meme that says, if you see me talking to myself, don't worry about it. I'm just having a team meeting. I think we need to each learn to, like, you just honestly identified, I don't want to do the writing down. I don't want to have a business strategy. Those aren't my skills. But we need to learn to hire that part of mm-hmm. ourselves into the boardroom and put that person in a mm-hmm. seat and say, if I don't practice the discipline of being an entrepreneur,
yep.
it takes the discipline of finances. It takes the discipline of strategy. It takes the discipline of partnerships.
It mostly takes the discipline of showing up every day.
True. Very true.
And having those jobs scheduled every day and actually showing up to do right. them every day.
Because I'm sure you'd rather just be making the jewelry.
I would.
And I think you were so wise in saying, if all I did was make jewelry, then it was just a hobby. Mm-hmm. And I think that will define the difference for so many people now, especially women listening who are even considering the microloan grant process for this year. If what you have is great and beautiful, but you don't have the discipline to put people around your board table, even when it's yourself divided by eight, to actually make the business profitable, then you might just have a hobby.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's a big thing to identify, because you have to be willing to identify, are you willing to do those things? Are you willing to do the sacrifice of the time and the effort? And I do, I'm an interior designer as well. So that's a big part of what I do that literally takes me away from the thing I'm yeah. the most passionate about. But I have to do it right now because I'm balancing a lot of things and I love it and that's fine, but I have to figure out how to balance it. So that means that I still have a regular job and I need to work nights just like anyone else, kind of getting that side hustle turned into a full-time income. You know, unless you're lucky enough to have another income in the house that's paying the bills and you can just jump into it, most of us are doing more than one thing.
Yeah.
And so it takes a lot to push that through. And I think the biggest payoff for it, I mean, yes, finances and goals and all of that, but the biggest payoff for it, like my website, which is in process of being redesigned right now. One of my big thank yous to Emerge Mothers Micro Grant Loan is getting the help with that. So that's amazing. But now it's me implementing everything. And I learned how to do all of that. It's not done yet. I still don't know how to do things. And so there are people that will help me, YouTube videos, taking the time to research it all out. It's all there, but it takes time. But at the same time, a huge pride, like, oh my gosh, I did that because I learned how to do that. So just like these lovely ladies I work with at Breaking Free that cry because somebody spent $15 on something they made and they gain that pride and that confidence, every time I learn something new, I gain the same thing. And it's really incredible. And it's scary. It's scary. What if I can't figure it out? But the reality is I can figure it out because I don't have to do it myself.
Correct.
Yeah.
You can get someone to help teach you, mm-hmm. and then you got to take the reins.
Yep.
That's the difference between, you know, if you are cut out to actually run your business and no one's asking you to know everything.
Right.
You know, and part of what we'll do is connect you to the right people, but we expect that you really will be mature enough to say, yep. I'm taking it over from here. Because mm-hmm. you have to trust yourself. Mm-hmm. If you can represent your brand better than anyone else, then you have to believe that you can put the same content across every page, mm-hmm. your public self. You got to believe you're a good speaker. Mm-hmm. You got to believe you can present something on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You're making the brand. What Aww. I'm saying is we believe in you.
Thank you. Thank you, Becca. I just appreciate that so much. Somebody told me once that nobody understands the vision better than you. And so I've kept that to heart. So yes, I can hire it all done. But then I feel like there's a little bit of that too that you have to be careful of, because then you can turn into a micromanager. At some point, you're going to drive yourself crazy because you won't turn over the reins. You know, when I'm at the point that I can hire people to do this stuff, I'm going to have to trust them to understand my vision so that they can run with it. And, you know, so there's a danger to that too.
Yeah.
You know, but still, you got to be able, as you just said, learn how to communicate it. So when you hire someone that you trust to work with you on these different elements, you make sure you communicate it well and then let them do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning a lot. And this process so far working with
you
has been amazing.
To learn so much about how to run a business and what you're good at, what you're not good at. And like, if you could hire someone 1 year from now, who's it going to be? Well, you're going to offload something that you don't like. It's not life-giving in your business.
It'll be Instagram. Right away.
I know. I'm so happy to have my social media person.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I love when friends are like, I loved that latest post. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And when you can get to a point where you trust someone so much with your brand that you're like, that's off my plate now. Mm-hmm. Then you feel like, whoa, now I'm really making strides. Like,
right.
I ran this thing, both hands on the reins for 3 years. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's so much pride in building something up and then starting to give it away. That's the whole journey as an entrepreneur. Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Will you tell us in little short answers, what's one thing that fuels you the most when you come into work, when you walk in?
I love sitting down in my little space. It's just a small little space, no bigger than a small walk-in closet, but I've got my jewelry displayed so that people can purchase, and I get so much energy from being creative.
Yeah.
So there are days when I'm just working on the computer, obviously, because there's that side of all of that that has to be done. But even just sitting down in that creative space gets me ready to do that.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So that is one of the things that's the most important to me about having that little studio space.
Right. It actually puts your brain into a mode.
Mm-hmm.
And what's something that's not life-giving? It's actually just sort of life-sucking in business.
Oh, boy. I wouldn't say that it's all life-sucking because I'm still getting a lot of empowerment out of it as mm-hmm. I process through every kind of little detail of it. But there are things that I keep putting off, like with the two sides of my business, the jewelry line and the website itself, there's legal stuff that I've got to get finalized big time on the top of my list. And some of it's done, some of it's not. So, but those are the kinds of things that I'm like, oh, I got to get that done. I'll do that tomorrow. And so it's those kind of things that suck the energy out of me that I'm training myself to say, how about right now? Just do it right now.
Yeah.
And so I'm training myself on that.
Such a great discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we have things that are burning at the top and it is like, that is something that gives me no joy and pleasure. Then you do. You have to stop and say, how about right now?
Yep. Yep. It's easy for me to advise somebody else on that. It's harder to do that myself.
I know. Will you give us just, before I send us off with the process for this year's applicants, will you give us just one word that gets you through really, really hard days. What's the Deanna word?
The Deanna word right now actually is abundance.
Cool.
And I have a friend who's a big dreamer, goal setter, and last year she made me choose a word for the year, and it was the word abundance. And I basically started telling myself that every single day I had a little mantra that I said that had talked about abundance, and I still say it. And obviously my whole business kind of grew right out of it. So it's still my word. It's not necessarily my word for the year, like I started with it last year, but it's still my word. And it's not just about me and my abundance. It's about having abundance that can overflow to help many, many people. And that can be in so many ways. So I just keep holding on to that word, and it keeps giving me hope and drive.
I love that. I love that. And you guys, this is the kind of mom that we purposely and intentionally choose to be a grant recipient for Emerge Mothers Academy Microloan Grant. When you listen to women who say, I don't just want something for myself, I want it to pour out and to affect the lives of others. And that is why we have a pay it forward model. In a couple of years, when Deanna's business is flourishing and it's abundant, she will sit on our side of the panelist selections and she will empower the next mom. That's our model. That's what we believe in. That's why as you guys apply, if you are a qualifying applicant this year, single mother in the Twin Cities area who can run a business in the United States of America, you are welcome to head over to emergetwincities.org and apply for the 2020 microloan grant. We want to see your business start up or scale up, and we want to empower you to become an Emerge mother. Thank you so much for listening to the To Emerge podcast. If you take a second to please subscribe and also leave us a review, more people will find us. A big thanks to Jessica Manning for our music and our producer, Laurel Goulson. And now, as you go about your day, remember, you have choice over who you are. You get to choose how and when you rise up. You will emerge.